Within 2 minutes, he was shouting, "Mammy, Mammy." So I kind of went up towards him that way because I thought maybe he didn't want to be on his own. And when I got there, I was helping the younger one climb up to go on the slide. And he kept saying to me, "We can't go down the slide. The sweets are there." And I says, "What are you on about, you know?" And he says, "I can't go down the slide because the sweets are there, Mammy. They're from Santa." Kind of just passing him off, thinking he's just chatting rubbish, you know. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying it and kept saying it. And I says, "Oh, where are the sweets?" So I climbed up myself and I looked in the slide and there was a whole bunch of Kinder chocolate sweets and bars and a note saying, "For kids from Santa." I knew to ask him because he can't read. So I says, "How do you know that they're from Santa?" And he says, "Because the man told me." And I said, "What man?" He says, "Oh, he's away into the trees there, Mammy." So I turned around and I kind of looked. And, of course, pit to your stomach. I kind of felt a bit sick and I thought, where is this man? I said, "What did he say to you?" He said, and I turned out his pocket, his ingestion, and what he did. Mm-hmm. And says, "All the sweets are gone now. They're all from Santa." I said, "Did he give you any chocolate?" He says, "Yep." And I says, "Well, where is it?" And he says, "In my pocket." And he handed me out 2 bars. If you were going to be kind enough to give a child sweets, Greg, anybody would go approach a parent and say, you know, "Oh, would it be okay if he had a bar of chocolate?" You know, as you don't hide in trees and speak to a child privately and then disappear into trees again.